Hello, everyone. Let's see. How is everybody doing? Happy Saturday. Pull up the chat and the participants. Let's see. Actually, I don't need the chat. I'm just going to let y'all chat if you want to chat. Actually, come in and ask. Come in and let me know if you can hear me. And we will get started. So, gosh, we got a lot of people that joined. Whoever wants to get coached, raise your hand. Hi, Sarah. Thank you. Hold on a minute. Merge to meeting window. That's exactly what I want to do. Awesome, Amber. I love you keeping me updated on stuff. With your one exception a week. All right. Oh, we got somebody. Oh, my friend Jennifer is up. All right. So anybody else who wants to get coached, let me just tell you real quick how this works because I know we probably have some newbies on here. And I'm so excited y'all joined. Oh, my God. How awesome is this? That we just have a bigger community and more people to support each other and just, you know, we're helping women, right? That's what we're here to do. So the way that this works is I will be on this call for the next 2 hours. You can sit and watch for 10 minutes. You can sit and then you can leave. You can leave and come back as many times as you want to. You can just sit here and watch for the next 2 hours. You know, keep it on, whatever. But you can always come back, you know, come in and out as you wish. And but if you want to get coached, raise your hand and there is a little hand raise button. I don't have it on my screen, but you should be able to see pretty easily. If somebody in the chat wants to say exactly where that button is, that would be great, to where you raise your hand. And so I see everyone that's on the call over here. And if you have your little hand raised, I will click on you and then you will, I'll bring you on the screen with me. So that's how it works. And I just go through as many people as I can. I'm always working on getting a little bit quicker every call. And so that's how it works. So I'll be on here for the next 2 hours and y'all can just raise your hand and we'll work on stuff. So let's get Jennifer on here and we'll go from there. And SUV, I've got you up next. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi. Let me turn you up a little bit. Okay.
What's going on? Well, two things. Number one, I can't wait to hug your neck next week in Dallas. I'm so excited about that.
Oh, Dallas. Yes. Okay. Awesome.
And number two, I look beautiful because I'm doing my pantry purge today.
Yes.
So, well, you do in the middle of that. But, okay. So back and forth, the first of the year, I was like, okay, I'm tightening it up. I'm cutting out exceptions. I have an exception every day. I have two little dark pieces of chocolate candy that I love. And I eat that every day. And I'm like, okay, I don't need to do that. I need to cut my wine back to once a week instead of twice a week and all this to get this weight loss going, you know, which I think a lot of it is the old diet stuff coming back in my mind, even though I'm doing good on everything else. But so the other day I asked some questions on Corinne's live and she mentioned some questions to ask myself. And I tried journaling about it today. But then keep getting stuck at one question. Well, a couple of questions like, what is stopping me and why do I choose to eat foods I know are hurting me and my goals? You know, I think the dark chocolate is okay. I was telling myself not to do it and it was causing me to binge every day. Mm. When I haven't binged in a month or so, you know? And, so I was like, I think it's just cause I'm putting too much pressure on myself and it's making me freak out. But like one thing, I have problems with wheat. I know that I eat wheat, I eat yeast, I bloat up, my stomach hurts, I have problems, but I keep eating it, you know? And so I don't know. I just need you to help me kind of sort through my thoughts in my head and help me figure out why I'm freezing up. I know what I need to be doing and that I want to do it. But I keep, you know.
Okay. Okay. So going back to those two questions that you like read at the beginning, okay. What were they again? Tell me again.
What is stopping me and why do I choose to eat foods I know hurt my goals?
Okay. So if someone else was asking you that question, or if I had a gun to your head and you had to answer that question, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Well, obviously I'm stopping myself. I don't know, you know, the reason I don't know why I keep choosing to eat foods that I shouldn't be. And I don't even want to say shouldn't be eating, because I'm trying to get away from that.
Right. Why are you just making choices? Why are you just making choices?
Right.
And well, let me ask you this. So on the flip side, what comes up for you when you don't make that choice? When you make a different choice?
When I choose not to eat those things? I mean, I try to, you know, during the week, I'm pretty good at being able to avoid it because I'm in control of all that and not, you know, in what's around me. I know I'm controlled all the time, but in my house and at work and all that, you know, but when I go out or go to somebody else's house and they've got stuff and I'm like, oh, that looks really good. And I contemplate, okay, I know if I eat that, I'm going to be bloated. I'm going to go up on the scale and I'm not going to feel my best. Mm-hmm. And,
but then you have another thought after that that causes you to make the choice to eat it. What is that thought?
First thing that pops in my mind is, what's it matter? You know, and I don't like that thought. So,
what does it matter? What does it matter?
It does if I want to lose weight and feel good. But in that moment, it doesn't matter. It's just what I'm choosing to do in that moment. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's really starting there. Like, okay, it doesn't matter. You know, that's a new thing, right? That you mm-hmm. just kind of came up with.
Yes.
So answer that. Does it matter?
It does matter.
It does matter. Why does it matter? Just start kind of, you know, peeling back okay. the layer.
Okay.
And I think probably for you, what is going on is it's this ever, you know, this little bit won't hurt, or this little bit won't hurt.
Yes.
It's these, you know, it's these little quits, and that we know intellectually add up, but in the moment, we only see it as, you know, just this isolated incident. And, but we have to get it into our consciousness that all of these little things do add up, and we have to start believing that, that it's right. true, because it is yeah. true.
And I know it is true. And I've seen the little steps that I've made, the little changes have made a big difference. Not as much as, you know, I would hope, but, looking back through my journal today, when I started in March, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, my mind is so much clearer and I think so much differently and plan differently than what I did. And that's why I thought, well, I need to tighten up my protocol. And, you know, I've still got my flexible one that we did for the weekends and all that. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know that I need to tighten it up, because I have been losing weight until, you know, I do this and I'm eating off the protocol, and that's the problem. So
I think for you, I mean, there's a couple of things. There's a few things. Okay. I mean, I have a few kind of ideas floating around. But first off, it's, you know, it's really digging deep, like thinking of a specific example, like, you know, when you were going over to someone's house, mm-hmm. what was really going on there. And again, it's probably not going to be some deep, dark secret, but it's just really getting honest with yourself. What am I thinking in these moments when I do these little quits? Okay. And then you can actually track your little quits. You can track your little wins too, you know, mm-hmm. Because we don't, our brain doesn't, you know, collect all of them for us and go, oh, wait a minute, look at all this stuff that you did, or look at all these, you know, quits that you made. It just, you know, kind of gets rid of that little thing and moves forward. Okay. Well, we have to, you know, we have to be intentional and conscious about tracking those and saying, you know, so for a week, like for the next week, I want you to track your little wins and your little quits. So if you, you know, eat something that's not on your protocol, that's a little quit. If you don't and you, you know, follow your protocol, that's a little win every day. And really, okay. and look at that list and start really getting aware and conscious of all this stuff that adds up, whether it adds up to weight loss or it adds up to not to no weight loss.
Okay.
But you got to just be able to see it in front of your face, because your brain's not going to do it for you. It's not going to remember all those little quits. You know, it doesn't want to. So it's just all about being aware and more conscious about it. But here's the other thing. You know, for example, like when you go over to a friend's house and you see something, I mean, the reality is that you got to not eat when you want to. And your brain's going to go crazy. You're going to find out real quick what the issue is when you just say, okay, not this time. I'm going to be curious about, you know, my brain's going to go crazy. I'm going to be real curious about what it tells me. And I'm going to figure this out.
Okay.
But that's what it takes. It takes super discomfort for a minute to really figure out, okay, what's really going on here. I mean, that's really, you know, that's the magic pill is okay. Just, you know, doing the hard stuff.
Right.
And getting real and honest with yourself.
Yes, and that's a big thing, being honest. Yeah. But I have started this week doing the recovery worksheet finally. Okay. And so that's helpful. And so I've committed to doing that. But I will start every week logging my wins and little quits, because I think that will be helpful to see that I am winning too.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see your recovery worksheets from like when you start doing them, where you're not really digging as much. And then when you start doing these worksheets and you're writing down the same thing every time, you're going to get tired of that. And you're going to be like, okay, you know, what is really going on here? And so that's when you kind of start to dig deeper. But here was one last thing that popped in my head when you talked about the, and it's totally normal, by the way, for your brain to immediately want to go to restriction, right? When you want to kind of get back on track and get the weight, you know, start getting the weight moving again.
Right.
Oh, well, I can just eliminate this and eliminate that. You said you had two pieces of chocolate every day. Go down to one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, and that can be a little win, right? I mean, that's a little win where I had one piece instead of two today. It's, you know, it's throwing out this all or nothing stuff and getting real with, okay, what am I willing to do, you know, realistically every day? And maybe want just one piece for a while. And who knows, that may get the weight moving again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because I know I don't want to go back to the restriction. That's what ended up made me here, you know, and so it's so easy to fall back into that. And I know that doesn't work, you know.
I was thinking about that today where it's like, I don't know what I was thinking of, but I was just really watching my brain and I was like, oh my gosh, it so wants to go to, well, if we just got, you know, if we just cleaned out the house of all the stuff, you know, and made a fresh start, then, you know, I mean, and a pantry purge is good, but it's like, you know, if, you know, we think that is the answer, we think that is, you know, there's just this overhaul and it never works long term, you know,
it
just never works in terms of, you know, it's just these little small movements one way or the other that add up and make the difference in the long run.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You got it. All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I want to see. Oh, Robin, I see you and I see you, Michelle. So I'm going to get SUV up here first and then Michelle, you're next, then Robin. Oh, there. Hey, let me unmute you. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm so excited.
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Sue.
Sue, okay.
Yes.
Sue, is it SUV, Sue?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, okay, I love that. Okay. So are you a new member or are you...
I am a new member. Okay. I just joined close to January 1st and I'm very excited to be in the tribe.
Awesome, awesome. So did you listen to the podcast for a while or are you kind of...
Yes, I did.
Were you a group before?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. All right. So what's going on? What you need help with?
So are you going to, can I get help other than weight loss, like managing time and all
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes. Anything.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's all like, you know, together.
Right. Of course. It's all connected. All connected.
It's all connected. Right. So part of my problem is I am very busy through the day and I'm finding like meal prep you know, no time for meal prep, and that's kind of getting in my way of weight loss. Okay. And previously I followed the low carb diet and I've lost close to 50 pounds, but I've gained almost 20 pounds back. So, you know, I'm trying to get back on the track and to lose this weight permanently. And I know there's so much of mental work that needs to be done. But my biggest problem so far is I come home tired. By the time I come home, it's almost 6:30 p.m. And then, you know, I don't have energy to do any meal prep. And then weekends also, I'm busy and working part of the weekends. So if you have any suggestions on how to, you know, go through that.
Okay, so how do you define meal prep? What do you think you need to be doing for meal prep right now?
So basically, I don't have any food to eat when I come home.
Okay.
So, and I'm starving when I come home, and I just, you know, go into the pantry and look for, you know, any ready-made food, and I just grab it, like, whether be it, you know, this is holiday season, so it's cookies or candies or whatever. I know I'm not supposed to eat them, but, you know, at that moment, my brain is just telling, you know, just grab it and eat.
Okay.
And then
okay.
later I'm regretting that decision.
Right, right. Okay, so let's just get it, let's just do it as simple as we can in terms of, do you have, let's say, I mean, you know, how much time would it take for you to go to the grocery store, like, let's say on Sunday, going to the grocery store, like making a plan and going to the grocery store. And we're not even talking about cooking. We are just talking about having food in the house that you can eat for the week. How much time would that take?
Probably 2 hours.
Okay. Can you dedicate 2 hours on Sunday to do that?
I can try.
Or here's the other thing. You could dedicate an hour on Sunday to do that for like the next 3 or 4 days. And then you could schedule another hour, say on Wednesday or Thursday, to do the rest of the week.
I think that sounds doable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because, you know, at first it may not be, you know, it may not be good.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. It may not be doable, you know, for a couple of hours. But here's the thing. So let's just start tomorrow for you to just sit down and think about what you could buy at the store that you don't even have to prepare ahead of time. That when you get home from work, you can just throw together and have a dinner.
Uh-huh.
So do you have an idea of what that could be?
Yes. So I make a lot of Indian meals. So, you know, I can do some meal prep like really quick if I have all the ingredients at home. I don't think probably an hour or so for like three or four meals during the week. I'm so sorry. She just wants my attention when I'm like busy.
Yeah.
This is what she does.
Yeah. There she is. All right. Can I say hi to her? Maybe that'll help.
Yes. Okay, can you let me talk for 2 minutes? Okay, just say hi.
Hi. Okay. Okay, so, and here's the, are you using the planner yet? Or have you printed out any of the planner pages?
I haven't printed out any planner pages, but I'm using an app on my phone. And okay. I'm just kind of, you know, planning through the day, just giving myself like 1 or 2 minutes on what I could eat. And I'm trying to stick to my plan. So I'm trying to get good at it. Haven't, like, you know, my problem has been the meal prep.
Okay. So in the planner, it just has every day of the week, right? And like a square for every day. And you could just draw that out. You wouldn't even have to print out the page. And you can just do that tomorrow where you can just, you know, be as specific as you can. with the meal. No, that's all right. And then go to the store.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just as simple as that. And even just plan out just for a few days at first. Sure. And just start small. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And if you want to come back later on in this call, we can talk more. If you want to, I'll call on you again.
Sure. Bye. Thank you so much. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Bye. Talk to you later. All right. Bye.
Bye. I want to say hi.
She was just really wanting to say hi. Okay. That was funny. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. So are you a new member or have you been around for a while?
No, I joined in March.
Okay. I thought I recognized you. So
yeah.
Okay.
This is my first coaching call though. So
oh, well, good.
I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah, it's don't be nervous, and it's good to kind of dip your toe in with me or Kathy first if that's what you want to do. But I'm not scared. I don't think I'm scary. I don't think so. Okay. So what's going on?
So I started in March, and I have always been a slow loser, which I know is a thought, but mm-hmm. when I look at my data, I'm a slow loser, and we did the No Sugar, No Flour last summer, and I went into that kicking and screaming, and I actually had pretty good results with mm-hmm. that, even though, you know, I felt a little restricted, but then I got off of that, and then I went back to my slow weight loss, and then over the holidays, I really have maintained, which my goal was to maintain over the holidays, which mm-hmm. is good. But I have found myself getting back into the mindset of a little bit, okay, I need to go back to a more restriction. It's almost like your first call. I need to, you know, go back to this restriction and you know, the mindset of, oh, if I don't do no sugar, no flour, I'm not going to lose weight. Or if I don't do this, I'm not going to lose weight. And to the point, you know, I've been trying to get more into the Facebook group, and it's exciting to see all the new people, but I'm also seeing, you know, everybody, the new people having this great beginning success, and that I've let that discourage me a little bit because I'm still not losing that much. So I guess I'm just trying to get better thoughts to mm-hmm. help me to get back on track and move forward.
Okay. So let me ask you this first. Do you want to do no sugar, no flour?
Honestly, I'd like to have a little bit of sugar and flour, but I would like that not to be my primary.
Okay. Food. I think just, you know, getting that like off the table.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in terms of, you know, you can do either one, but it's just making a decision about that, right?
Right.
That's mm-hmm. okay. So let's, you know, just get rid of that chatter and just okay, you know, I may want to reduce the sugar and flour right now, but it's not going to be totally off sugar and flour for right now. So that decision is made. So if you were to think about, you know, let's say your protocol right now, well, do you have a protocol?
Yes.
Right now?
I do have yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where it is just kind of not the no sugar, no flour protocol, but you just have a protocol you follow right now.
Yes.
And is that the one that is kind of resulting in the slower weight loss?
And probably so. I mean, I you know, allow myself, you know, some snacks still on my protocol. Mm-hmm. I try not to be too restrictive with
Are
that.
You truly physically hungry when you're eating those snacks?
Honestly, probably not all the time.
Okay. I mean, just start there.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I think. Just review your protocol as it is right now and say, mm-hmm. Even just one thing I could level up for the, you know, for the month of January.
Right.
And, for you, I mean, you know, cause our brain just wants to go, oh, we got to overhaul everything. Right. And
mm-hmm. it's like, no, yeah,
that's not, no brain. So,
I am doing a lot of TDLs on this because I'm trying not to go there.
Yes. And I mean, we can talk about that in a second in terms of your thoughts too, but I mean, I'm just kind of talking action line at this point,
right,
where it's just one thing, you know, what if this was someone else's protocol and I was looking, they said, you know, I'm losing so slow or I'm not losing right now, what would you change? And so, you know, see it from that perspective where it's like, you know, just like I am, right, where it's like, mm-hmm. okay, what is one thing that I could just level up for the next month to maybe get this going? And so is it snacks? Is it your hunger scale? Are you mm-hmm. really truly following your hunger scale, eating to your plus two, leaving a few bites behind, being really, and actually not next week, but the next, we're going to all be doing a hunger scale challenge all week. So that
was good.
Timing there to really dial in. So, you know, you may just want to focus on that. You know, especially if your water is, in check, is it?
Yes, okay. It is. And you're probably right, because I have found myself, you know, it's off for the holidays. Now I'm back at work and I find myself eating more to the clock versus, eating to my hunger scale. So that would probably be a great place for me to jump back in.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, I mean, you know, you're just getting back to work. So you're getting into your routine. It's like, okay, this is an opportunity to really, to really be curious about, okay, I've got this same routine, but how, you know, how could I really practice being aware if I'm really, truly physically hungry when I think it's time to eat?
Right.
And, you know, am I really, and how can I kind of adjust and just get curious about, you know, is this really, because we all get into routines, right? That's
right.
That's our brain again, where it wants to, you know, do the same thing all the time and get into routines and get into habits. But, you know, we've got to like zoom back out and say, okay, wait, you know, I'm not really hungry right now.
It's so interesting that we created these other, you know, I'd created such good habits before the holidays, and how quickly you can back to kind of some old habits and have to like start fresh. It's kind of like with workout too. Yeah. Once you know, if you don't work out for a couple of days, it's like going back the first time is tough.
It literally takes one missed workout sometimes, or one missed, you know, 24-hour plan. But it's like, okay, so, you know, that's just our brain doing what it's supposed to do, you know, what it's made to do. But then it's the key is not beating yourself up about it,
right. And
not, you know, okay, that's the past. That's just my brain operating the way it thinks it's supposed to. Right. And we're just getting back at it now. So, yeah, but it's, you know, and those are the kind of thoughts you want to have, right?
Okay. Where
it's like, you know, it's just a habit. You know, I built a new habit over the holidays. Now it's time to go back to these other habits. You know what worked before. You know what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, okay, this is my next thing to work on. That's one of my favorite thoughts. It's just like, okay, this is my thing that I need to work on right now. This is my thing to focus on. And, you know, I move forward without, you know, thinking, you know, oh, I'll never get this weight off. Oh, it's too slow. You know, I think you need to take slow out of your vocabulary. That just doesn't help you.
Right.
Because like, so what if it is slow? Okay, well, but if it's for the last time, you know, it can be slow. I mean, and really, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. I mean, to a point. I mean, your body is just going to release the weight when it wants to release it. But, you know, if you're doing those four basics, it will release it. But maybe not on the timeline that you want necessarily, but what can you do? You know,
I mean, well, that's where I have to keep reminding myself of where I started and where I am. And, you know, I've made great progress. I've got ways to go, but,
so how much weight have you lost already?
I have lost 23, and I'm pushing for a two more so I can get into Queen's
Club. Yes. So, I mean, yeah, it's just reminding yourself like, I've come so far, and that's where you have to zoom out. I just love that concept of kind of zooming in and zooming out. Yeah. Like zoom in to kind of focus on these day-to-day, you know, actions that you need to do. But then at some point you got to zoom out and say, look how far I've come, you know, and this is, you know, this is my next goal, and, you know, doing the big picture stuff. So it's both of those. You want to have both of those focuses, however you say that. But yeah. So it's just important to do both.
Okay. It sounds great. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Oh my gosh, y'all. I haven't been writing anything down. That was Michelle. And weight loss. Okay. Got to make a few notes for the show notes. Okay, Miss Robin. Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay.
Just wanted to make sure I had everything good and ready. Sometimes my computer gets goofy with video, so.
Yes. No, you're good. Okay.
All right. So you saw my post in the tribe. And I think what I've been thinking about this for a while, actually, I seem, and my people in my Marco Polo groups have pointed this out to me. I have very black and white thinking, and they've noticed it on a few different things, not only with eating, but just with life in general, that I tend to go from 0 to 10 without stopping anywhere in the middle. And so I really think that I need to really try to figure out where I can find that gray that I'm okay with. Mm-hmm. Because like with my eating, it just seems like I go from, you know, okay, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to deal with my urges. I'm not going to grab any cookies or candy or any crap. You know, I'm going to eat to my two. I'm going to follow my plan. I'm going to be a rock star. And then like, I'll go to like, oh, there's cookies. I'm just going to grab them. And like, there's no thought. There's no nothing. There's no stopping an urge because the urge isn't there. I just do it. And then I get to that point where I was like, okay, I can't figure out what this is coming from. So just F it. And I eat all the cookies and crap. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay.
Okay. So I just thought of a little visual we could maybe try here.
Mm-hmm.
So we got black. Well, let's call it all or nothing. Let's do that.
Okay, all or nothing. Yeah. Black and white, all or nothing. That's very...
Okay, so let's call it all, nothing, and then let's call it gray, right?
Right.
So this is what I want you to do to, you know, kind of write this out for yourself. And you talked about, well, we know what nothing is, right? I mean, nothing is... eating whatever you want and what, well, tell me what nothing is to you.
Pretty much what you said. It's like, you know, just like, you know, yeah, I planned this, but this is here. So I'm just going to eat it and a little bit won't hurt. And then next thing you know, I've eaten 3 or 4. Or like yesterday I went and grabbed Chinese food and I thought, oh, it's okay. It's no big deal. But you know, that's like noodles and rice, and then I'm like, you know, eating all this food and it's not satisfying me, and then it's like, oh, whatever, just eat what I want. And yeah.
Okay, so you got, I really want you to kind of think of like the actions, I mean, you know, the actions you're doing when you're in the kind of the nothing zone, but also you talked a lot about thoughts, right? Like a little bit won't hurt, I'm just going to do this, you know, all that kind of stuff. But so I want you to do your thoughts and your actions with all these categories because, you know, our thoughts lead to our actions, right?
Right, right.
And so you got to kind of do both, but you want to get, you know, real and honest with yourself about, you know, when you're in this zone and it's mm-hmm. not working for you. I mean, you could even do a whole model here in terms of, you know, what your thought is, what your feeling is, what your action is in terms of, you know, when you're in this nothing zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a bunch of different thoughts, right? And a bunch of, and your feeling is probably just justified. You know, what else might it be there?
You know, and it's like I said, I don't realize these until after the fact usually.
Well, that's why we're here, right, Robin? Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just eat them. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, gee, what the heck? Just go have more. I would say justified. I deserve it. The same crap I have all the time.
And go have more is another thought, right? Like, that comes later. And so
yeah, what?
Really becoming aware of like that whole process of a little bit won't hurt.
This tastes so good.
It tastes so good. Let's go have more. I mean, it is being aware of that entire thought process that goes through your mind. I mean, and you can just think of a specific, you know, you think of the Chinese food thing and the specific things, you know, the process that happen to lead you to, you know, just eating more and more. And we're going to talk about that. And that's significant because when we talk about gray stuff, you know, one thing in the gray area is just stopping before, you know, just stopping at some point, right? Like you may start eating the Chinese food and you may say it tastes so good, but then you decide you're still going to stop before you eat more.
Well, my initial plan was like, I'm going to get this and eat two. And I did that. I got put a little bit on my plate and I ate to my two. And I'm like, okay. And then like an hour and later I was like, I'm hungry again. You know, so I went ate more. Then it's like, oh, screw it. Just might as well eat the whole damn thing.
and that's the process, right? That's the process. And so, so it's getting totally aware of that and then kind of backing up and figuring out, okay, when I'm in this gray zone, what can I do in that, using that same example where it's like, okay, when I felt hungry again after the Chinese food, what was a different option? I could have made, a different thought I could have had. Mm-hmm. And so what could you have done in that situation?
Well, I mean, you know, of course I could sit with it for a while just to make sure it was actually true hunger. And that's something I've worked on. It's interesting. In the morning between breakfast and lunch, I have the most success with that. It's like, I'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm doing good. I'm going to eat lunch in a while. No big deal. But between lunch and dinner, I don't know what it is, but it's like my brain just goes on a nut. but sitting with hunger, or like if I truly am hungry, be like, okay, I planned ABC for snacks. I brought an apple. I brought a piece of cheese. I brought nuts. That's what I should eat. Not more of that.
Right. Right.
That not would be your... grab cookies out of the break room because they're not in my plan. And if I really, really dying for a cookie, I'll plan it for tomorrow. But for today, this is what I planned. And that's where I run into the challenges because like, I don't want to wait. I just like, it's here now. I'm going to eat it.
And that you like, let's say if you didn't eat the cookie and you planned it for tomorrow, do you consider that gray or do you consider that in the all zone?
That's more all because I planned it and I planned one cookie. And so I'm going to eat one cookie and, you know, then I consider that success if I plan it and I eat it and I did what I planned to do, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, in the all zone, we're talking about the four basics, right?
Correct.
But in the all zone, we're talking about the four basics perfectly.
Yep.
No mistakes. Yes.
Like I eat one cookie, not four. Because then I go to the nothing zone real fast.
Right. And that's why I wanted to draw this out because it's like, you know, there is this space here where there are some other options. But here is the... And I mean, I think you get what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
But it's for you, your assignment is to figure out what is in this gray zone. But here's the deal. The gray zone is what it takes to lose weight. The gray zone is what all of us do to lose weight because none of us are perfect ever.
I know that.
And I'm saying that for myself too, because we just have to remind ourselves of that every once in a while.
Right.
All of us make mistakes. All of us, 100% of us. No one, you know, none of us lost, and this is for everybody, none of us lost weight being 100% perfect. So this doesn't exist. Period. It just doesn't exist.
Right.
If we are striving for that, it's just a losing battle no matter what. So this is where you got to live and be. So let's move the four basics over here. But let's also include some mistakes. And let's include, you know, imperfection, you know, if you want to put that. But this is, I mean, you know, we live in a gray world, right? I mean, everything is gray. Nothing is all or nothing. So
I'm just writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, like I said, I find I don't just do that with food. I do that with everything. You know,
you can do this exercise yep. with anything, right? Where, I mean, it's yep. like, but it's such, I mean, and the thing is, it's such a good exercise to just write this out and see how it will never, ever happen. It will never work for you. It will never be reality for anyone in terms yeah. of doing anything perfectly. And so, but then it's also good to just be honest with yourself and get over here and say, you know, this is where I can get to. And it's not working for me. So where can I be in this gray area that I know is going to work for me? That's going to help me lose weight, but it's not perfect, but it's not totally off the rails either.
Right. And I guess
this is the thing. This is what I read. When I read your post, I immediately went to Action Line. Action mm-hmm. Line, you just got to, you don't need to do any more TDLs. You don't need to do any more models. You got to get into some discomfort and you got to do the hard stuff.
That's where it all boils down to with me.
I mean, it takes a few, but don't beat yourself up about that. That's like that you're here again, right?
Because I guess I just think, gosh, you know, people in my groups are like, you know, oh yeah, I've lost weight because I've done this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so why do I have so many problems and everybody else just seems to rock and roll right along? And
so you think those folks aren't going through any discomfort?
Oh, well, no, I'm not saying they're not. It's just that they're dealing with the discomfort and they're sitting with the discomfort and they're willing to work with the discomfort and the planning and everything else and like the no sugar, no flour, whatever the heck it is that they're doing. And I guess I look at it as like, then my brain goes to, oh, the four basics don't work. I've got to start restricting more. That's where
you got to come up with a different plan and you got to do no sugar, no flour. You got to do this program or that program. Okay. Yeah.
It just goes there all the time. And it's like, then I have to sit back and go, you know, this works. Just do it. So again, that here or here, here or here. So.
I mean, I don't have any magic, you know, fairy dust for you. But here's the thing. It's like, you know, you've been through it. You know, the discomfort is not as bad as you think it's going, maybe think it's going to be, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a process of being, you know, more uncomfortable at first. And then when you come out the other side and you know, you're okay, you're not dead or pregnant, then you just keep doing it again, over and over again. You lost 90 pounds, Robin.
I know. And I, and my goal this year is 60. It's 22 by camp. That's our set of goals. And, you know, I mean, like I said, after my chiropractor's like, you know, you have a severe imbalance between your left and right side and you've got to get this corrected or you're going to be back getting another hip replacement. It's like, oh shit. But yet that compelling reason, again, it just doesn't stop me.
Well, then it's not your compelling reason.
I still haven't figured that out.
Well, and I don't think you need to figure that out anymore. No. I think you need to get into action. Period.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you will find a compelling reason as you start to make some progress and you start to feel better, you know, physically and all that kind of stuff. And I know you've got a marathon to train for and all of that. Mm-hmm. You're going to figure out your compelling reason, but none of that is going to make anything easier.
Nope. I've just got like you said, I got to sit in that gray area and no amount of anything else is going to, you know, so, okay.
Yep. So that's the, you know, that's it. I mean, it's just, but it's also like, I mean, to not end this call on just a bummer note,
like, go back. You know what to do.
Yeah. I mean, I
was joking with the girls. We were talking about spring camp and who's going to sign up for the 2 day. And I said, that money would be spent for Corinne just basically looking at me going, you know what to do.
Right. But here's the good news. Let me leave you with some, you know, leave everybody with some good news here, that you don't have to be perfect to lose the weight, right? I mean, this is what it takes. And it, I mean, mistakes are required, you know? And so like, we don't have to be perfect. We don't even have to restrict ourselves, you know, with, you know, foods we don't like and all that kind of stuff. But it's just that, it, you know, it's just gonna, it's a process, but it's just, it's an imperfect process and it's a messy process. But the good news is that you don't have to be perfect at it ever. And so I think that's just good to, but yeah. this zone for you, this is a, it's messy and imperfect and all of that, but it's also like a compassionate place for you to be, right? Where it's like, you're not hard on yourself. You're not restricting yourself. You're challenging yourself a little bit and you're going through some hard stuff, but it's for, you know, it's for a good reason. It's, you know, you're taking care of yourself physically, mentally, all that stuff. So
I think that's where I got to be careful too, because I feel like my brain runs away and says, oh, we don't have to be perfect. And then it goes over to the other end. So that's where I really feel like I have to corral it, because I've seen it happen. Like, you know, oh, well, okay, I ate a few M&Ms. We made a mistake. We're not perfect. But then I got to be careful, because then my brain's like, well, it's okay. You can make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So that's all part of it.
Yes. And, but you are talking like, you know, you don't have control of, you know, you're out of, you know, your brain is this separate thing that
I feel like it is.
You don't have control over. And you know, you always have control of what you put in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah.
That discomfort, telling it no, et cetera.
I mean, every single thing you eat is just choice. It's just a choice. And we're always in control, but that, you know, it's just that we're signing up for some discomfort, you know, in the process. But no one's, you know, holding us down.
Nope.
All right. Okay, so will I see you in a couple of weeks or not?
No, I'm not coming this month, April.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm actually glad, because, you know, with me having been unemployed for a month, it probably wouldn't have been the best decision anyways, and just starting a new job.
Okay.
So I think the rhyme and reason, but yeah, I'm going to be there in April. That is when I am signed up, so.
Awesome. Okay, well, I will see you then for sure.
All right.
Thanks. Get into action.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, Melissa. And anybody else? Oh, good. That was helpful. That gray area stuff was helpful for y'all. Where'd you go, Melissa? Wait. Oh, now we got people lined up. Okay. Oh, wait. Where did Melissa go? There you are, Melissa. Okay. I wanted to get you in first because you were there first. Oh my gosh, Melissa, you keep disappearing. Try one more time to raise your hand. Otherwise, I'll go to... Oh, wait, there you are. Okay. Let me unmute you.
I can't see you.
I know, I can't either. And
wait, I can't see you.
Can you hear me?
Now I see you and I can hear you. Yeah.
You can hear me? Okay. I can't see you like on video, but that's okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
So I can just talk.
You can just talk. Yeah. As long as you can hear me, just go ahead and start talking. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, and I can see you too. That was really good. That last coaching call, I got a lot out of it as well.
Good.
And I wanted to say that I think the last time I saw you was at the end of October, or it was in November, and we were talking about the coffee. And I haven't had coffee since that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So how's that been going?
Yeah. So it's been going great. I started drinking tea again. I drink green tea, and yeah. I'm able to still focus and, you know, be productive in my work and stuff. And I think I'm going to keep doing it at least through the winter, and then I'll reassess. But yeah, it's working out really well. So
okay.
Thank you.
Getting
that
you
was
the,
really, really helpful.
It's getting you the results that you want? Oh, are you there?
Yeah, because it was, I think it, yeah, hello?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you actually better, I think, now.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, it was helping with my sleep. That was my main thing. It was, and it's still, I still have to really focus on my sleep, but it's easier now.
So, good, good.
But okay. Today, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I've done a lot of writing and thinking about the overeating, like the person before me. And I know that, okay, so what, it's hard for me to stop at a two still, especially at dinner time. And the good news is that I don't beat myself up about it anymore. I used to really get so frustrated, you know. So I'm not doing that. And when I do that, I can look at it with curiosity, and I've been just like asking, well, okay, what is it? And I came to the conclusion that I still the reason why I'm still choosing to overeat is because it is a sort of buffer. And the reason why I want to buffer and not stop eating is because I'm tired of thinking. I'm tired of being aware and of problem solving. And I notice that sometimes, like when I take a break from work, if I'm working too much, I do take breaks. And like if I see a TV show while I'm doing my physical therapy, is that buffering, or is that just taking a break? So I'm kind of having a I'm trying to figure that out. But I do know that when I buffer, like if I'm reading or doing a puzzle and eating, that is like a bad buffer, because it's like I'm not getting the result that I want. Because right. Then I'll overeat for sure. I'll mindlessly eat, and I'm reinforcing the habit of doing that. But if I just do a puzzle without eating, like, it is buffering, but I don't see the downside necessarily. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm just trying to tease that out and figure that out.
Yeah. So kind of the definition of a buffer is doing something that, you know, kind of to avoid something else, but that results in negative consequences. So it's all about negative, you know, positive versus negative consequences. So if you decide to, you know, to do a puzzle for an hour, but when you're actually supposed to be doing something else for that hour, then that is buffering. But if you have scheduled an hour to do your puzzle.
Maybe I'm using the wrong word.
Okay. But no, I mean, I think the example you used, like, I mean, it sounds like you want to just kind of, you know, take a break. You want to just kind of turn your brain off, right?
Are you there? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And I find that it's harder to stop that habit. And then I think, well, maybe it's just a habit that I have. Of eating, because I'm eating, I think I'm eating too fast. I'm eating less mindful because I'm with my family, and I'm also hungry. And maybe it's just a bad habit, and I just need to practice trying to be more aware,
yeah,
or maybe eating slower or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're just, you know, you're wanting to eat distracted or eat. You know, kind of, yeah, I almost think maybe this isn't necessarily a thing of buffering. It's just like you're wanting to distract yourself and eat, you know, while you're eating, because you're probably, like you said, hungry, you're, you know, maybe just tired of, you know, thinking and things like that, but you want to practice eating undistracted. But then you can plan other time to kind of rest your brain. And that's okay. That's not buffering. If it's intentional, planned time to just, you know, do a puzzle for an hour or to watch a TV show. And as long as you're not supposed to be doing anything else during that time, then you can absolutely schedule time into your day to just rest your brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think what you're using the eating time to rest your brain, but that's not the time to rest your brain. Your brain needs to be engaged while you're eating so you can stop at your plus two.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's some resistance there, and I'm trying to figure out how to change the thought so that I'm more motivated to sit with that discomfort of stopping. But I think I kind of have it figured out.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say a lot of it just has to do with coming from a place of love and compassion for myself, mm-hmm. and, you know, rather than a judgy place, or when I feel like I am very compassionate and like open, then it's so much easier just to not.
Yeah. I mean, so it's absolutely a habit. It's just a habit that you've developed. And, so that's where the resistance is. I mean, you just have resistance because you don't want to, you know, your brain doesn't want to change a habit. So it's, you know, but also you're not necessarily going to be motivated at first, especially if it's a habit you've developed over time. So, you know, you got to earn the motivation. So you've got to just sign up for some discomfort, sign up for, you know, being curious about it, being open and willing to just try this out. And then, but then at the same time, scheduling some other time during the day to take a break at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just a process of,
you recently know, I found a better compelling reason for me, because I realized for me the compelling reason to lose weight is just not compelling enough. Like, that is a goal for me, but the so it's kind of like a map showing me where I want to go, but it's not a compelling reason enough. Mm-hmm. So now my compelling reason is just I want to make my life better, and I want to press self-care and, you know, this compassionate stuff, because I know that it's good for me and it will improve my life. And so getting a handle on overeating is definitely going to improve my life. So I'm kind of going at it from that place. And I think it'll be more successful because it feels better.
Yeah. I mean,
I think just the reason for losing weight still had a judgy feel to it that didn't feel good. So
yeah,
this other one feels better.
But here's the thing about compelling reason, and this is for everybody. And I almost think we need to kind of come up with a different word other than compelling, because I mean, compelling can sound like, or can seem like, you know, it's going to be, it's so compelling that it's going to make everything, you know, easy and all of that kind of stuff. And so again, compelling reason doesn't make it easy or less uncomfortable, but it's just a way that you know, a way to remind yourself of why you're signing up for this discomfort, why you're doing this hard stuff. And
right,
you know, it's compelling in that way, just to keep you moving forward.
And I think I think that is for me, that this new one, it just feels better to me.
Yeah.
Like
it would be interesting for you to
just feels more positive.
It'd be interesting for you to kind of explore why it feels good, why it it seems to work for you as opposed to, you know, wanting to lose weight. And that can really do, you know, be some good work for you to do in terms of, you know, why is this working for me? What thoughts does it bring up? You know, what other thoughts does it bring up when I do think about that compelling reason? You know, it's, and because those are obviously working for you. And so you can apply those thoughts to, you know, to other areas.
Yeah, I think it's, I already know it definitely has to do with just self-acceptance, because in the past when I was always wanting to lose the weight, it was because I didn't like the way I looked. Whereas this other way is, it's just accepting myself so it feels better opposed to rejecting.
Right. Yeah, so coming from a place of self-acceptance for you is working for you, you know, right now. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for the buffering, clearing up.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, it's very helpful. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Okay. Judith. Hey.
Hi. All right. This is new.
Okay.
I just joined in December, the current newbie thing.
Awesome.
Yes, it is. It's very good. And I actually joined, put my toes in the water, joined because of another friend that I have that is in, Teresa Morgan. So
that's been
kind of good. She's kind of helped me along and eased me into something. But that's really good. But the question that I have right now is, and I've lost weight in the past and just coming back, and I'm pretty happy with where I am. Life's good and all that. So it's learning more the body signals again. Okay. I'm eating to what I believe is my plus two. But while I'm eating and I get there, my stomach is still grumbling and rumbling and even occasionally growling. So I've looked at it. I can see where breakfast for the past week has been a bagel with butter and some fruit. So I'm like, okay, the carb could be the big problem there. All right. But I'll eat dinner lunch. It happened yesterday during lunch. Yesterday it was small piece of steak that had been actually left over but saved for that purpose for lunch. It was probably about the size of a little smaller than a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. And then I had peppers and carrots with that, and it was happening then. Last night I had shrimp for dinner. We had fresh shrimp for dinner with just a little bit of rice. I mean, it wasn't even a whole lot of rice, and I'll say small. It was like a quarter cup of rice. And then I had some cauliflower with it. And it's still happening. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, is it just that while I think I've been eating to a plus two prior to all of this, that I really wasn't, I was eating more and my body is just adjusting.
Okay. So when you're having the grumbles and stuff, are you saying that's happening after you eat?
Yes.
Okay. So you think you're not eating, maybe not eating to your plus two right now?
Well, no, I think I am, because I'm looking at amount of food that I put in my mouth going, this is more than enough for any one human being to eat at a meal and last for a couple of hours. So I'm just trying, I don't know.
Well, but that's just a thought, right? That's not a fact.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Right. You're right. Yes.
I mean, you're just thinking that based on, you know, society and the media and your past experiences and all that. That's not, you know, if someone looked at that amount, they wouldn't necessarily agree with you. So it's not a fact necessarily. But so that's something to think about. But here's the thing. So I just have a few thoughts on this. My first thought is, and I'm not even going in any particular order, but the immediate thing I think about is sometimes I do have grumbles and noises in my stomach after I eat. And I am now convinced that that is my body digesting my food.
Okay.
It is not hunger because, and again, I think I've been doing this long enough, you know, with me and my body, where I think, you know, okay, I hear something and kind of feel something, but there's not that emptiness there. That, and again, my definition of emptiness is my definition. So, but just to kind of back it up and just kind of talk big picture here, you know, this is a process. This hunger scale is a constant, unfortunately, never-ending learning process. You know, I've been doing this now for 4 or 5 years, you know, and I go past my plus two all the time. Regularly. You know, it is just our bodies change. You know, as we lose weight, our hunger signals are different. It's just, you know, you're signing up. You're signing up for that in terms of it's just constant awareness and curiosity that being human is, you know, that's part of being human, right? But we've just been so used to not being aware. And so for all you newbies, I think that's important to remember is that, you know, you may be feeling some kind of awareness fatigue right now where it's like, do I really have to think about this all the time? And at this point, yes. I mean, it's just, you know, especially at first, once, you know, before you kind of get into some routines and some things like that, it is a lot of awareness and thinking at first. But it's still, you know, it definitely lessens, but it's just, it's never ending. It's always a awareness of that. So that's just another thing. But, and it's just trial and error, testing things out. You're going to have to go past your plus two to know where your plus two really is. And those are, you know, part of those mistakes I was talking about that are in these gray, in this gray area that is required for weight loss is to not be perfect and to make these mistakes. That's the only way you're going to learn where your plus two really truly is. But it is a, it's a constant, you know, kind of thing that you're just, you know, kind of tracking. And, you know, you can go for a few weeks and be, you know, and be great. And then all of a sudden, when you look at this amount of food and you think it's going to be enough, or you maybe think it's not going to be enough, then, you know, your body will surprise you sometimes. But again, all of this is just part of life. It's part of being human to just, you know, kind of be learning all the time and being aware of what's going on in our bodies and stuff. So that's kind of a big picture and then just kind of a smaller picture. But in terms of, you know, your thinking around specific amounts of food, that's kind of old, you know, diet mentality, right?
Yeah. Where
it's like, you know, I used to measure my food and things like that and weigh it and all that kind of stuff. And there are just some days where you've maybe done more activity, your body is fighting off something or whatever, and it just needs more food. And then there are other days it needs less. And so it's never an exact science. So, so that's my little speech about that. But it's just, there seems to be a theme on this call where it's like, I wish I had this magic pill for y'all, but it's just, you know, it's just testing things out and trial and error. But the whole thing is being, you know, not beating yourself up and not getting frustrated. It's just about staying in that curiosity, and that's where that gray area is, right? Where it's like the feelings that are required there are curiosity, openness, compassion for yourself. You know, and the thoughts are things like, I will, you know, I'm going to figure this, I'm figuring this out, you know, I'm doing better than, you know, than I was before, you know, I'm working on this, all that kind of stuff that just needs to be in that gray area to keep you moving forward. And it's just, I like that graph. I don't know if you've seen that graph where it's like, you know, we think weight loss is supposed to be this perfectly straight line, but it's actually squiggly line. And, you know, you're just in the middle of that squiggly line right now. So, it's never going to end, you know, even in maintenance, you're always just still listening to your body, but you're, you know, at that point you're so well practiced at it that, you know, it does get easier and you, you aren't, you know, constantly just, you know, laser focused on that. You really do get into some routines and some habits and stuff that work for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. So any response or anything? I feel like I talked a lot. Anything?
No, actually it was really good. Okay. That was kind of what I needed to hear. Yeah. Is just readjusting. I had in 2006, I had lost almost 40 pounds, and then I was in an accident and my weight loss things just went kapooey, but life went kapooey for a while. So, and then just kind of fell into the complacency of life, you know, I'm okay. And I really am. I got to a point where, you know, okay, life is good this way. Last couple of months going, all right, I'm okay with everything, but I really would prefer to be a little bit healthier, blood pressure, cholesterol wise, those kinds of things. I'm comfortable with what I look like, you know, but then every now and then you look at it and you go, that butt's a little wide. So it's just kind of, I'm at the place again where I need to be of, I'm not meant to be just a rock on the side of the road. I am meant to be an active participant in my life.
That gives me chills, Judith, because it's like, that's it. That's what we're all doing here is like, I mean, but where the compassion comes in is that we've been this complacent for so long. So for a long time, for some of us, like 50 years or whatever. And it's like, okay, so I'm trying something new. I've been at it for what, a week?
Right.
And I think I need to have it all figured out by now. No way. And so that's where the compassion comes in. And it's like, okay, I'm working on this. I'm starting new habits, and it's going to take some time. It's going to take some practice. It's going to take some making mistakes and being okay with that. And it's all about having compassion for yourself and just, you're doing all this to make your life better and to feel better and all of that. And that's what you can go back to and say, you know, this is a big deal. I'm doing this, but it's going to take some time, and I'm going to have to be okay with, you know, with making some mistakes and stuff. So you're right where you need to be.
I was real excited. My planner arrived this morning.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Okay. So y'all are going to start getting your planners. All right. I'm sure we're going to see a ton of pictures and stuff in the Facebook page, people with their planners.
There you go. That's right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, Christina. And then I don't see anybody else. So if anybody else wants to get in line, raise your hand. Hi.
Hello. Hi. This wasn't part of the plan, but surprise.
That's all right. We had another little child earlier.
I saw that. Yeah, I have another one too. So, you know, it could get just equally as interesting. Yeah.
Well, oh, there she is. Hi.
I need you to go sit down and make good choices. All right. Hi. So I am a newbie also.
Awesome.
And my question is pertaining to exceptions. We had a birthday party we were going to go to today, and I had planned my exception to be, I would obviously just eat whatever they're serving at the party without any drama around it.
Okay.
But things have changed, and we're not going to the party today. My other daughter's birth mother has another child that she's asked me to keep for a while. So, you know, surprise. Okay. Off plan. But yeah. So we're not going to the party today. So. Okay. I lose the exception, or I replan the exception for another day, or I just
replan the exception
for dinner.
Yeah, replan the exception, ideally 24 hours ahead of time. But I mean, you know, if you think you can, you know, plan it like for dinner tonight, say, and, you know, and not have that drama, because that's what it's all about, right? It's not having that drama and not having it result in, you know, more than you planned and all that kind of stuff, then go for it. Yeah. But you know, stuff's going to happen. And, if you can just replan again without any drama, then great.
Right. I just was like, well, does that feel like then it was two exceptions? My brain was just kind of working it in a circle. And I was like, well, maybe I should just ask. But
yeah, that's a great question.
I tried to ask in the questions
okay.
the time, but it kept kicking me out.
Oh, yeah. I see some questions in here. I'll look at those in a minute. But that's a great question because it's all these little kind of planner questions are great because, you know, you don't want to kind of get stuck on just something that could be easily answered. So, so I would just, make a decision and just decide if you're going to do it for tonight or if you're going to wait 24 hours and just kind of, decide that, again, you're not going to have any drama. You're just going to roll with the changes and keep moving forward. So,
okay. So do you have other people in line? If not, I have a secondary question.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm definitely struggling a lot with like an inner voice that obviously that's worried because I have gained weight and lost weight a lot of times in the past. And I definitely deal with a lot of body issues. I hate my body. So I know even when I lose weight, there's going to be issues that I'm going to have with my body. And it's really making it hard as far as like internal monologue is going to lose weight and to stay committed because, the inner voice keeps saying, I'm not going to like my body then either.
Right.
Just as much as I'm not liking it right now, it's going to have this issue and some skin to go with it. Right. And
so you want to work on that like now, like yesterday in terms of, you don't want to wait until, because we always say you can't hate yourself on the way down. You're just not going to, that's not something you want to wait and work on, when you've lost the weight. You really want to work on that kind of simultaneously as you're losing weight.
I just don't even know where to start to peel that onion.
Okay. So are you familiar with a model at all?
Yes.
I've
been listening probably for about a year. So I'm fairly familiar with a lot of her teachings.
So this inner voice that you're talking about is just, your thoughts, right? It's just your brain, and it's a dialogue that has been repeated over and over again, just like I was saying before, it's just this habits, our brain just wants to keep doing the same thing and having these same conversations over and over again. So the good news is that you're aware of it. You're aware of the dialogue and this voice. And now it's time to kind of become aware of it and decide kind of, and accept it, right? Accept it as just your brain doing what it's supposed to be doing, but then decide, okay, what do you want to do about it from there in terms of, moving forward? So the way that the model would work here, you said, I hate my body. Mm-hmm. And so for you, it may be your circumstance, may be your weight, like an actual number, or it might be kind of your reflection in the mirror. It's something that, is just the fact in terms of, it's got to be something that everyone agrees on. So I think for you, it would just be the weight number. Just to really see it as objectively. Okay. So when you think I hate my body, how does that thought feel? Make you feel?
Sad.
Okay.
It's really sad.
And so when you feel sad, what are you doing or not doing?
I'm crying and then the worst thoughts about myself come into play. I'm thinking, how did I let myself get like this? How, why did I let this happen? So it goes into like self-blame and
And those can kind of, why did I let myself do, how did I let myself this happen or whatever. Those are more thoughts, right? And so this is all stuff that I want you to journal on if you haven't already, in terms of just getting it out of your head and onto paper. And we can see that, it's bringing up emotion for you. And so that's how you, kind of process this and move forward, is just acknowledging it and being okay with where you are right now, right? Instead of the shame and stuff like that. So it's just the acceptance of where you are right now. And that's what the model can do, is just kind of, it just shows you kind of what's happening right now and why it's not working for you. So you cry and you kind of, it's kind of a thought loop, right? It's just,
it's a spiral down.
Spiral. Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah. And so I want you to get that whole spiral out on paper. I mean, you can even, sometimes I will literally write my thoughts in a circle, in a spiral, to where I really recognize and kind of become aware of how the cycle, it just goes around and around and around for me. Because again, the first step is just figuring out what's going on and being okay with that. And that's where I think you are. So what else in terms of actions, is this where you, are you overeating? Are you?
I would say, you know, prior to 3 days ago, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I am a depressive kind of eater, you know, I'm married to someone who works a lot. So mm-hmm. I'm home with children a lot. I don't work. You know, I definitely am like a secret eater in my car mm-hmm. and then throw the trash away in town. So it's like okay. Peter at home, so he doesn't know. And, you know, not that he would care, but I still feel like I'm like cheating on myself.
Right, right. And that's where the shame is, right? I mean, that's the shame. It's like you're ashamed of other people seeing you, but then you're also ashamed of yourself seeing you, and you can't get away from yourself, right?
And then I'm ashamed that I did it, and right. then so it's like the circle repeats,
right?
And right. I can make the best plan and color code the planner mm-hmm. and buy all the fancy stickers for the planner, and then get up the next morning and I'm eating a donut for breakfast. So
well, you're in the right place. You're absolutely in the right place. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, that's all, you know, the planners and all that stuff, that's just all part of the action line, right? That, you know, it's all this stuff, you know, it's all it's the thoughts and the feelings that we've really got to work on. So, and then your result is, you don't lose weight and you're just kind of continuing to spiral out.
Yeah.
And continuing to hate yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going to be 45 this year, and mm-hmm. I remember having body issues since high school, mm-hmm. you know, and I just really want to be all done with that, but yeah. I don't even know where to begin to start letting it go.
Yeah. Like,
which part do you let go of first? What's the thing that needs to happen first to where, you know, I can change the conversation in the mirror? Mm-hmm. Other than I wrote with a Sharpie on my mirror to stop fat girl thinking, mm-hmm. but I'm still fat girl thinking while I'm telling myself not to fat girl think.
Now, are you, how are you doing with just the basics, the four basics right now?
I am doing great. I think, okay. Well, I think I am. I'm sleeping. I'm writing it down. I'm writing down when I don't exactly follow the plan, when I opted to omit something, I'm writing it down. You know, I feel I haven't had like overeats or eating off of plan. I've actually left a few things off because I think the first few days I was trying to go way too far down mm-hmm. the restriction, you know, because I put stuff on the list and I was like, oh, I really don't need that. Or, oh, I can wait, and trying to really listen to or make my food, I forget what it's called now. The list of things I will or won't do.
Yeah, the protocol.
Mm-hmm. Protocol, there you go. So I did make those, but it was a whole lot of, I won't eat in my car anymore. I won't eat while I'm on Facebook.
Yes.
It wasn't necessarily a list of food that I will or won't eat. It was I'm really going to, you know, not eat cookies when the neighbors bring them over.
Right. And, you know, your protocol will, you know, will evolve. And I do think it's a good exercise at some point to, you know, just kind of list all the foods, just because, I don't know, that was fun for me to just kind of figure out, you know, even foods I had forgotten about and things like that. But yeah, I mean, okay. So you are, and I want to visit, you know, an intentional model briefly with you here, but I don't want to, you know, do too much at first either.
Okay.
I mean, you are absolutely exactly right where you need to be in terms of, you know, just focusing on the basics, figuring that out, making a realistic plan, and then following it or not, as you know, practicing, assessing it without beating yourself up, just figuring out what you can learn through the process. It's exactly where you need to be right now. And then this stuff is what comes a couple of modules down with the fat girl thinking and all of that. But I just want to offer you a thought. I don't even think I want to go through a whole model with you, you know, a whole intentional model with you yet, but I just want to offer you a thought of what, you know, what we work on a lot with folks who have these thoughts about hating themselves. If you just thought,
well, I love my personality.
Yeah.
I just hate my physical self.
Okay. Okay. And that's good. You know, it's good to love some parts of yourself, you know, that you love some parts of yourself, but we're just talking about your body here. So,
okay.
You know, whether it's what you see on the scale or your reflection in the mirror or whatever.
It's reflection.
Yeah.
It is absolutely.
When you look in the mirror, so what comes up for you when you just think, I have a body?
I should be taking better care of it.
Okay.
Not as young as I used to be.
Okay. So you kind of go back, you go into kind of jump into the cycle anyway.
Yeah.
But this is something that I think would be good again for you to write down, you know, somewhere or something, just to kind of practice until you're moving forward with the fat girl thinking stuff and all of that, where it's just, I have a body, and really kind of just moving towards that neutral place with your body.
More along, like, this is my body, or
this is my body today.
Okay.
It could be something like that, where it's just getting to neutral.
Okay.
About it. And whatever thought works for you, again, it's not going to work today or tomorrow necessarily. You're not going to necessarily, you know, it's not just going to click, or you're not going to believe it, you know, right away. But just what thoughts could you practice that would just move you closer to neutral? And away from the sadness, away from the hate, away from the, you know, that negative place.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's where your work is right now. Oh my gosh, that's sweet, baby.
5 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so sweet. Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Yes. Oh, so sweet. Okay. So that's just where, and again, just do your work there. You know, if whatever comes up, write about that, and just get really curious about kind of what comes up for you when you start practicing those thoughts.
All right.
And then just move forward from there. So again, don't want to give you too much homework, too much stuff, okay. But just start there, and then you can jump back on with us. You can post and ask coaches if you kind of want to know some ideas for some next steps and okay. things like that. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
So sweet little baby. Okay, Jessica, you're up next. Oh my gosh. Okay. I've got to remember these. I'm going to have to go back to this video. Okay. Who was that before? Christina. Okay. Jessica, go ahead and get you going. Oh, that was Judith. Okay. Hey there, let me unmute you. Ooh, okay, there we go. Okay, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, so what's going on? Are you new?
I am new, yeah.
Awesome, well, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a little out of my element, but.
Well, you're here and you made it, and we'll just see what happens.
So I've been doing really well, actually. So, a little backstory. I gained my weight in college, basically. I was always very, very active as a kid, and so I never had the problem, but then had surgery on both of my feet, so I couldn't exercise or anything for a year, and that just kind of spiraled. So it's been about 4 or 5 years now that I've been working on it and haven't really made progress. The fact that I'm actually doing really well and I've been a groupie since the beginning of December and I've already lost 9 pounds.
So. Awesome. Yes.
And there's also the fact that I am getting married this May.
Mm-hmm. Congrats. So. I just got married back in October, so been there, done that.
So I think I've basically accepted the fact that I was going to be this size when I got married, and I was okay with that. But now I feel like since I'm doing so well, I have so many more expectations that, you know, it's actually possible to a weight I'm comfortable with. And so, I don't know, I guess I need help managing the expectations because I don't want to be extremely disappointed if we get to my wedding and, you know, I know you get a lot more progress right in the beginning. So I don't want.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, that's not a guarantee or anything like that. But what do you have a goal? Let's say, okay, so you said May?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a goal in mind right now?
For May?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. So I was 197 when I started, and I wanted to get down to 140. Not by May, though. I did not want to set a goal for May because, I mean, I have, like, the four circles. Mm-hmm. So in a year, I wanted to lose the 60 pounds. Even though if I didn't get there, I didn't want to set a real time goal because I knew it would take a while. And as long as I was making progress, I was happy with that. Mm-hmm. So I did not want to set a goal for May. Except for, you know, I just took the 60 pounds and divided it by the month. Okay. So that thing. I mean, I didn't calculate what that was. But so far, I've been exceeding my goals.
Mm-hmm.
So now I kind of want to set a goal for May. And I don't know if that's a good thing or if that would just make me disappointed if I don't hit it.
Well, it's all up to you, right?
Yeah, I guess
that's true. I mean, you know, I can't tell you. I mean, you know, we have an idea of how much, you know, you lose on a typical week or whatever. But still, it's like, why not set a big goal and try to get there?
I felt like I already had my big goal. I thought the 60 pounds in a year was my big goal.
So. But you've already surprised yourself and exceeded your goals already, right?
But then I kind of think, am I being too strict with myself? Is that why I'm doing too well? Like, I guess I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. Like, at some point, thinking this is going to catch up to me?
Well, and we think this shoe to drop thing is like something outside of ourselves, you know, that is going to happen. And it's like, no, we're always in control. If the shoe drops, we're dropping the shoe.
Yeah.
You know, it's not anybody else. It's just, you know, it all comes back to our thoughts. So you can set a goal. So what was your all-time lowest goal? 150?
140.
You could set a goal for 140 by your wedding in May. I mean, you could just do it.
Yeah. Seems a little scary, but
and that's okay that it's scary. I mean, and then you do your work around that, right? So you can. Are you familiar with the model at all?
Yeah.
Okay. I love all you newbies who have been listening for a while and stuff, so you kind of know. So, let's say you got a goal of 140 by May. And you said fear here, right?
Yeah.
Feels scary. So what thought is going on there that makes it scary? Makes you feel fear?
I might not get there.
I might not get there. Okay. So then when you think I might not get there and you feel fear, then what do you do when you're scared?
I overthink everything.
I mean, you're overthinking, and probably it's going to eventually end up, you know, overeating and things like that, probably, right?
See, I don't feel like I eat because I'm overthinking, okay. But I think because I'm overthinking, I then start to doubt the process, and right. Then when I kind of go off track, so it's not, like, very direct for me. It's not, like, I'm scared, so I'm just going to go.
Right.
It's a little long.
But the thing is, it eventually leads to it, probably, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of other thoughts in between there that before you get to the overeating, but it starts with overthinking. Yeah. So you don't want to overthink, if possible, right? Because it will eventually lead to overeating. So we'll just do this. Where it's like, eventually it's overeating, and then you don't get there, right?
Yeah.
So you're proving your thought true, because that's what the way the model works, is that it proves your thought true that you don't get there. But here's the question I want to ask you. So what if you don't get there? What if you set the goal, you do everything it takes to get there, and you don't get there? So what?
I mean, I guess nothing bad will happen. I still think I would continue. I wouldn't give up on my goal even though I'm not there, because even if I stayed where I am now, I would still be happy. I still want to earn the 9 pounds that I've already lost.
Right. It's the whole thing about setting a goal, and I'm learning a lot about this because I'm setting some goals for 2019. And It's not necessarily about, what I've realized is it's not necessarily about reaching the goal. It's who I become trying, you know, getting there or trying to get there.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. So let's say you set the goal, you do everything it takes, but you get to 150 in May. I mean, that's pretty awesome, right?
That's pretty awesome. I would be very happy.
So that's the thing. It's like, set the goal, even if you think it's impossible, even if you think you're not going to get there, but it's all about, you know, just you're doing the four basics, you're committing to yourself, you're committing to something, and it's just like the goal is, reaching the goal is kind of secondary. It's all the stuff in between that is the super, like, powerful stuff, and that's how you're going to become a different person between now and May, just trying to reach the goal, no matter what.
Yeah, I was going through the No BS, and in the section with creating your future self, Corinne mentioned, you know, how much time do you spend thinking about who you don't want to be versus how you spend thinking about where you want to go?
That's totally it. It's like, it's not even about a number, right? It's just like about, you know, who do I want to become? What do I want to, like, and I'm doing this work too, where it's like, okay, the person at 140 pounds, what do they do every day? You know, when do they wake up? What do they do? Do they do their plan? All that kind of stuff. It's like acting as if you're already at 140 today. And then you become that person eventually. But there is a specific unit on setting a goal weight in No BS. You've probably seen it already. So, all that stuff is related in terms of just like, that's your future self, right? But it's like acting as if you're your future self today and really just like coming up with every single thing that she does, says, all of her habits, all of, you know, her action, that's where the work is. You know, that's great work for you to be doing. And then you just execute, you know, and then you kind of see where you get. But, you know, again, you're going to be at whatever weight you're going to be at in May, but you're still going to be, you know, be a different person. a better person.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you think you got your plan?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, and let me finish out a intentional model for you. So 140 by May. So what's a thought that you can practice, you know, while you're embodying this future self? So what's a thought that your future self would have about doing all this stuff? So let's just say four basics, right? Is your action. What can you practice? What can you think about to just keep going with those four basics until May and then beyond?
Yes, I may or may not get there, but either way, I'll still be making progress.
Yeah. Well, I want it to be like totally positive. So I want you to like think that you're getting there. Like, okay. Think that you're getting there, but it's just like, I mean, it could just be like, I'm making progress.
Okay.
Yeah. Or it could just be like, I'm just going to keep going, you know? And because you don't want your brain to even hear that you might not reach your goal. Okay. You don't even want to like write that or say that out loud, because you just want to operate as if you're going to get there. So it's like, okay, we're doing this, you know, something like that. So we can, I mean, for right now, we can just say, I'm making progress. I'm making progress towards my goal.
Yeah.
Maybe. And so how does that feel?
Confident.
Okay. And if you're confident and you know what to do, then you're going to make progress, right?
Yeah.
And keep losing weight. So again, it doesn't have to be just some like, you know, rainbows and daisies. Like, you know, it can just be this steady, like, I'm making progress. I'm just moving forward. I'm doing this. We're going to get to 140. And just don't let your brain go to, you know, it may not be, it may be in May, it may not, all that kind of stuff. We're just doing this. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. You got this. Keep us going, you know, keep us apprised of what's going on. And you can always post in the Facebook group, post and ask coaches. And you can get back on with us if you need any help in the meantime.
Okay. Yeah, I've been putting a lot in the group.
Okay, awesome. All right. Thanks, Jessica. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Beth and Candy. Let's see. I need to check. Okay. Checking my phone. Make sure there wasn't anything. Beth. Oh, my gosh. It's weird. Okay. Beth. Okay. And then Candy, you'll probably be the last one. Hey there.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's it going? What's going on?
So I'm a newbie.
Yes.
Welcome. And so I just have two questions. Okay. The first one, I'll start with the easy one, is how do I make this place feel smaller? There's 3,000 people, 3.3 or something like that. And I posted a couple of questions to the Facebook, no responses. And it's like, I feel like I'm trying to find a way to make it feel a little bit smaller.
Well, and that may not necessarily be an easy question for sure, but I have some ideas and, you know, and I think, well, first off, I just think it's going to take a little bit of time in terms of just to kind of find your groove and find your place. And this is for everybody. But I also think how you make it feel smaller is you find an accountability group. You find a group of people to share with. And we have a ton of those. So why don't you email support? I think that would be the easiest thing. support@pnptribe.com, direct it to Mary Jo and say that you're looking for an accountability group.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how a lot of people make the group smaller. So they have a group of four or five, you know, it may just be two folks, but it may be four or five. We use Marco Polo a lot, which is an app. I don't know if you know about it or if you, you know.
I downloaded it from being a groupie, but I've never used it.
And this is just for everybody. It's just an app that where you can basically text. I mean, it's like a text back and forth, but it's a video. And so you can do videos and, you know, talk to each other and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great way to communicate outside of the, you know, Facebook group. So yeah, so that's idea number one. But also, if you're not getting an answer to your question for whatever reason, you can always post and ask coaches if it's, you know, if it's the question you think a coach can answer, because we're not catching all those questions in there. Okay. Especially if people aren't tagging us or whatever. So Ask Coaches is through the website. You know, you go in and on that top bar, you'll see Ask a Coach, and that's answered within 24 hours by me or so. That's another idea. But also, it's just the nature of Facebook. When you post something, it doesn't necessarily mean that no one else is going through that, or that, you know, it's
I just think, like, it gets buried.
It gets buried.
with 3,000 people, everybody posting their hello, hi, I'm a newbie, I'm so excited, blah, 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 blah.
And that will, you know, and that will die down too. That will die down, you know, in a few days to a week or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, it's just everybody's excited and everybody's posting right now, but it will really get into, I promise, we will really get into a, you know, a good kind of groove where, you know, we don't have as much that, but it's also just, you know, you see what you're meant to see on Facebook when you get on there. It's, you know, it's not a matter of seeing every single post and things like that. So
I thought Corinne had said before that newbies were in their own little group before they were released into the tribe. Is that not how it works anymore?
Well, we changed that this time. We changed that this time to where we used to have our own group for members, but it's like y'all were all in there, you know, all the newbies were in there together and nobody knew anything. And so we thought it would be good to put everybody together. And then, you know, after like 8 weeks, we would put you into the big group. And then everyone was really overwhelmed then, or, you know,
it's going to happen. No avoiding it. Just jump in.
Yes. Just jump in. We just decided for everybody, just jump in. And then our current members can really help everybody immediately.
Sure.
And then, you know, y'all can get help from current members, and the current members can kind of get, like, you know, new excitement and new motivation and things like that. So again, I just think it's a little bit of a process, but everything will kind of sit down.
And it's a week.
Yes.
People are messaging during this, so I will read the messages afterward and go Marco Polo some people. And then my other question, I wrote them down so I was prepared.
Okay.
My bigger question is, I am an extremist, a control freak, type A. And this whole concept of going slow and leveling up a little at a time for somebody who just said, well, I'm doing Whole 30 and did Whole 30 the next day and did it for, you know, 45 days, no problem, to try to use, and of course, all the weight just plummets off. I've done it multiple times, shed it like nothing. And then, of course, it comes back. And so that's why I'm doing this, so that it's a permanent thing. But I'm struggling with the mental piece of how to say, you know what, I went up 0.2 this week. It's better than going up more, but it's not down. But also fighting the whole, how do I keep this in moderation so that I don't just try to jump headfirst?
Well, first off, is it helping you to kind of just constantly reminding yourself, but I'm type A and I'm all this kind of stuff?
Probably not.
Because, you know, it's not like you have that, you know, tattooed on your forehead or whatever. I mean, it's something that you can, you know, it's just a habit, right? It's just a habit, a way of thinking that you've just reinforced for years and years. So it's just time to kind of work on something new. So let's work on a thought that you can practice. Now, are you doing, I know you've just been at this for a week, but did you fill out your Hello Scale worksheet when you
did?
Okay. So what was your thought? Look at you.
Trying to make sure that my,
pulling it up.
I was tethered to a wall because I was losing my battery power.
Oh, okay.
Let me find my Hello Scale. All right, I have my Hello scale.
Okay, so what came up for you when you saw the number?
So my I believe this number means was I didn't gain really, which I have lots of thoughts about that, but at first I was upset, bummed, like I've been a scaleaholic, and so I was like, you know what, let's just have faith, let's take a step back, let's follow what we're supposed to do, and then let's wait and get on the scale on Friday. I signed up on the first day it was open.
Okay.
And so I did everything, and then I get on the scale, and it was up 0.2. Mm-hmm. So then I was rationalizing, up 0.2. I just can't do math. So then I was rationalizing, well, I ate salt and vinegar chips the night before, so I'm probably just really bloated. And then I had the thought of, well, I didn't really gain. It's probably just water retention because I ate all that salt. So I found myself justifying.
Yeah. So how would you, well, and that's okay. I mean, in terms of that's not, you know, and that's why we have you list those actions, right, as part of the workshop. So,
oh, and salt and vinegar chips were one of my five.
Okay. And yeah, but I mean, it sounds like you weren't, you know, you didn't have a ton of like beating yourself up and drama and stuff about it in terms of, I mean, it was,
I
just
had a lot of talking to myself about it. I've been pretty good, this whole week in, if it wasn't on the plan, not indulging and going off the plan and just really kind of talking to myself, about like, no, you don't need that. You're not really hungry. You can just wait. You didn't put it on there. Just, you know, hang out. You're fine. Drink some more water. This is usually late at night.
Yeah.
I'm an early morning person. So we're talking 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So that is totally normal in terms of like having a constant conversation with yourself at first. I mean, it is just, I mean, I remember actually, I'm sure it was when I was losing weight too, but then when I went to the life coach school and got trained and like my brain kind of opened up to all this awareness, it can really even be exhausting. I mean, just to kind of, to just practice being aware of everything because we haven't been. And so it's just a totally new thing that we're doing. So that conversation is going to happen for a while. But the whole purpose of the worksheet is to kind of get that conversation out on paper.
Uh-huh.
And again, that still doesn't mean it's not going to be going around in your head, but it just, you get it out on paper and then you can kind of decide, okay, is this how I want to think about it? Like it may have been the chips or it may have been this, but you're going to decide, okay, that's where I am with it this week. And I'm moving forward. I'm not going to go back and forth between, well, should I have done this or should I have done that? I mean, you know, the number, just, you know, just how the model works, that the number is what it is. And I'll tell you what, I do not even look at the point whatever's on my scale. If I did, I mean, I just feel like that is another layer of drama and chatter I do not need. I literally just look at the first three numbers and that's it. That's just a little tip. But, you know, because I just, there's no way it can be just so super, super accurate like that, you know?
Not for a $20 scale I bought 15 years ago, whatever.
Right. Yes, exactly. So I try to just kind of take off like little layers of drama, you know, gradually, where it's just like, okay, I don't want to spend my time thinking about like this piece of metal and the decimal points, you know, but again, that's a process. So, but it sounds like you have some, you know, some thoughts that are working for you in terms of, you know, and that's just where you are, where it's like, okay, this is going to work for me in terms of, you know, this is a process. I'm trusting the process.
What I want to get to, I put that, what I want to believe, that belief feels was better than angry I didn't lose.
Okay.
But what I want it to be is, you know, just acknowledge and be like, okay, that's just the number. All right. So let's look at it and decide and move on.
Right. It's just data. It's just one measure of our progress. I love that thought. Because you can also look at all of your non-scale victories. You know, we actually have a post in the Facebook page, periodically. Don't try to find
it. I saw one today or yesterday that said NSV.
Yes, NSV. So. I think if you just search NSV, periodically. It's not necessarily like a regular post, but yeah, I mean, and I love to just even read the comments, because it's like, oh, and that's why we also have you list those five things. Cause it's like, if you've got some stuff that worked for you on there, you know, those are your wins. Right. And so that's, those are your victories, where the scale didn't necessarily, wasn't necessarily one of those this week. And that's going to happen. I mean, that is also part of the process. So, so just focus on the other wins you had this week. And, yeah. So it's just all about those non-scale victories and just moving forward, and your body is going to respond. You know, this, that piece of metal is going to respond when it's good and ready. Mm-hmm. And, so yeah, what else?
I guess I had one other question on, the exceptions. Mm-hmm. What is that supposed to be? Is that where I'm intentionally planning to not plan?
No. You always plan. Okay. But the exception is where you plan something that is not normally on your protocol. So
I haven't gotten to the protocol part yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's there's actually a unit on exceptions in that's the fueling your body module.
Okay.
Yeah. So just listen to that. But yeah, so it is, and for some of y'all, if you're making a totally realistic plan of what you've been eating, and it includes, you know, chocolate and all this kind of stuff, you know, exceptions may be on down the line for some folks in terms of, you know, but if you're, because, you know, exceptions, we don't have to even worry about exceptions yet. What we want y'all to be focusing on right now is making a realistic plan and following it, no matter what is on it. And if you're not following it, you assess and learn from that and then move forward for the, you know, the next day. That is the only place that we want y'all to be right now. So
should we be tracking anything on a bigger scale? Like, is there any data we should be extracting from our week or from our 24 hour that we're kind of tracking in a bigger perspective to say, hey, gee, I seem to always overeat at whatever.
Oh yeah.
When look I go for, to this particular restaurant, or yeah, is that just for, by going back and reading them all?
Yes. Yeah. That's what we want you to do at the end of every week with your weekly planning, is to look back at your data, your last week's data, and say, okay, you know, what worked for me? What didn't? What kind of trends do I see here? You know, do I see any patterns where, you know, on this specific day, I'm doing this and I tend to overeat or not follow my plan. You know, and then like, if I did overeat, did I process that? And that's a few modules down. So y'all are not quite there yet, but yeah, just kind of looking back at it as data, just like the number on the scale is data. Mm-hmm. Practice seeing it totally objectively, not beating yourself up, not judging yourself, not shaming yourself, and just seeing it as data that you can review to learn from for the future.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's where, like, I can tell, like, you know, that's the way your brain is working. And like, you can use that kind of type A type brain to your benefit. You know,
well, I'm sitting here wanting to model out what days and what meals do I overeat in order to figure out, is there a particular pattern here on particular?
I mean, go days? For it, you know, like use those characteristics, you know, to your advantage and to your, you know, to help you instead of, you know, to hurt you or to, you know, to get you off plan. So, yeah, I mean, Matt, you know, graphs, map it out, whatever you want to do, you know, and kind of. But yeah, that's where let's like those of us who kind of think that way, like to see it as data and to see it as just totally objective, you know, it can really help us. So
thank you.
All right. You're doing great.
Thanks. See ya.
All right. Bye. Okay. I don't see anybody else, so let me answer these questions and see. I answered Judith's question. Beth says, I'm trying to learn 2 to 2. I think I'm stopping at 2 and then I'm so full by the time I'm already done. Should I stop a very small portion and then evaluate trying to eat normal food? So immediately, Beth, I think of eating slower. And that's definitely something I'm always working on, because if I eat my meal too fast, I eat too fast and I don't give my body a chance to give me the signal that it is satisfied. So that's a matter of just practicing totally undistracted eating. So no phone, no TV, no anything, no computer. You can also practice putting your fork down between each bite. You can practice just stopping after you've eaten half of your meal and then giving yourself 5 or 10 minutes to assess your hunger at that point. There's all kinds of little pointers like that, little tips like that to really get you to do more undistracted eating. So that's probably where you want to go. I just find that, I mean, I still have to practice undistracted eating and eating slower for sure. So Amaka. You're going to ask this and ask coaches, how can I be present for myself without being selfish? I feel like I give myself to my family way more than I do to myself. Yeah, that's a great question for ask coaches, but just, it's all choices, right? It's all choices, and then how you choose to think and feel about your choices. So we're always in control no matter what. So, you're choosing to see it as selfish. You're choosing to, give yourself to your family more than you do yourself. And then you're having a thought and a feeling about that. So yeah, that's a great question for us coaches. Yvonne says, I overslept and signed on late to work yesterday. I telecommute. This happened again last week with another manager who was covering for my boss. I apologized, covered it. The thing is, I'm starting a new job later this month. I'm beating myself up over this. I hate it when people think poorly of me. Okay. So here's another kind of good thing to remember, is that people can think whatever they want, right? No matter what, they're thinking whatever they want. There's nothing we can do about that. So it's not, it just doesn't really help us to worry about that, right? So you're beating yourself up. So how else could you choose to think about it, right? Instead of, instead of beating yourself up, you could just choose to think that, okay, I made a mistake and I learned from it. And I'm going to move forward. Definitely kind of come up with some ideas on how to, not oversleep again for sure, but what happened has already happened. It's part of the past now, and you can choose how you want to think about it, no matter, however you want to think about it. And you can just decide, okay, I'm human. I make mistakes. I've done everything I can to take care of it, and now I'm moving forward with my life. So, but that's another thing. If you want to post and ask coaches on pnptribe.com, we could work more with you on that. Okay, so the model, wait, I have a body, neutral. So the thought is, oh wait, let me just read this to y'all. This may have been who I worked with on this, Christina that I worked with on this model. So the circumstance is your weight. The thought is, I have a body, because we were working on her as opposed to I hate my body. Her thought that we wanted her to practice was, I have a body. And then the feeling is neutral. And so when you feel neutral, to finish out the model with the action line and the result line, when you feel neutral, so ask yourself this, when you feel neutral, what do you do or not do? And that's what you will put in the action line. It may be to think about having a body, to maybe journal about that. Coming from a place of neutral may lead you to continue to follow your plan and do the four basics. And then the result is that you have a body. Right? You are where you are right now. This is, you know, you're right where you're meant to be because this is where you are. So yeah, it's up to you what actions you choose to do or inactions, because the A line can be actions or inactions. And then that creates the result for you, you know, that proves the thought true. So yeah, it's up to you to kind of complete that model. But if you want to post that also and ask coaches maybe with some ideas of how you would complete the model, then we could give you some feedback on that. So, all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Oh, Candy, okay, you're answering. Okay, good. So I'm answering your question there, good. Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you, everybody. Let's see, there's some, oh, good. Judith reached out to Beth about accountability. Awesome. So y'all can maybe get together. Let's see. Okay, she's talking about peristalsis, an automatic involuntary wave-like motion that contractions occur that inside the digestive tracts. Yes. Its purpose is to move food, liquids along the digestive tract. Just thinking this may be what the previous caller might be experiencing after eating or plus two. Yeah, and I think that's what I'm experiencing. It's like I hear things and kind of feel things in my stomach, but I just ate like 30 minutes to an hour ago. And I'm like, there's no way, you know, and I ate to my plus two. And so it's just, you know, again, that being curious about that and thinking, okay, there's no way I'm hungry. It's just my body digesting food. And that's going to, you know, have maybe have some noise with it, some, you know, some movement with it, but it's not because I'm hungry. So, and again, that comes with experience. Let's see, let me, y'all are asking some questions, so I don't want to close out here because you're kind of talking to each other. Let me see what Judith's last name was. Oh, I don't think she's on here anymore. Yeah, she's not on here anymore, Beth. But you could just search Judith in the Facebook group. We have another Judith and it's not her, but, you got it. I think. Is it Losh? Losh. Okay. So yeah, because after I close this down, y'all can't chat anymore. So let me make sure there's not anything else that I need to answer here. Y'all are getting your planners. That's super exciting. The all or nothing conversation seemed to help a lot of folks, which was awesome. Thank you, Deb, again, for saying this was so good today. Okay, so I think that's it. All right, y'all, I'm going to get out of here. This replay will be posted within 24 hours, probably. If not, it will be very, very soon after, but things that we do on Saturdays, Sadie, our assistant, is usually off on Sundays. And so sometimes it doesn't get up until Monday. But there's plenty of other things to do, right? Focus on no BS if y'all are a newbie. Y'all can always watch this replay later. So, all right, guys, have a great rest of your day. Bye.